In this bulletin, the World Health Organization calls for calm amid news of the Omicron coronavirus variant. Australian states and territories change their border rules. And in sport, Australia's National Basketball League hit with another cancelled game due to COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Tina Quinn. Good morning. The World Health Organization has called for calm as scientists say it could take weeks to fully understand the new COVID-19 Omicron variant's mutations and whether existing vaccines and treatments work against it. The variant was first identified in southern Africa, with countries in the region on high alert. Africa Health Research Institute Director Willem Hanekom says that it may be more transmissible than the Delta variant.
It seems to be more than 50 mutations compared to the original virus, and more than 30 of these are in the area of the virus that we are concerned about. That is the area that interacts with the human cells that causes infection. And also that is the area of the virus that vaccines, for example, may target. So if those areas have changed, vaccines may not work as well.
South African Health Minister Joe Fala says the decision of many countries to impose travel restrictions regarding the region is unjustified. Meanwhile, Australian states and territories have changed their border rules in response to the new Omicron variant. New South Wales and Victoria have announced that all vaccinated international travellers will have to isolate for 3 days upon arrival into their states. And Australian citizens travelling from 9 southern African countries where the new variant has been found will need to undergo 2 weeks of quarantine. Non-Australian travellers from those African nations are banned from entering the country. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt calls the changes to border rules early action.
There are no known cases of the Omicron variant in Australia. We've taken precautious action in the past. We've taken early action in the past. We are doing that again. And the difference is that we now have strong vaccines. We have one of the highest level of coverage in the world. We have one of the most recently vaccinated populations in the world. And we have strong public health and social measures.
Returning overseas now, and the United Kingdom has confirmed at least 2 cases of the new COVID-19 variant. The cases are believed to be linked and are in people who've returned from southern Africa. The UK government has announced a further tightening of restrictions in response to the Omicron infections, with mandatory face coverings reintroduced for public transport and shops. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says that travel rules will also need to be stepped up, with new African countries added to the travel red list.
We're not going to stop people travelling. I want to stress that. We're not going to stop people travelling, but we will require anyone who enters the UK to take a PCR test by the end of the second day after their arrival and to self-isolate until they have a negative result.
A German minister says the Omicron COVID-19 variant has probably arrived in Germany after mutations were found in a traveller returning from South Africa. The country's social affairs minister in the state of Hesse, Kai Klose, says a full sequencing of the variant is being carried out and that the traveller is isolating. He described the several mutations found in the passenger as Omicron typical. Germany recorded more than 67,000 new coronavirus cases on Saturday, alongside many other European countries grappling with the surge in cases. In other news, after days of rioting that saw buildings burnt to the ground, Solomon Island residents in the capital Honiara have emerged from their houses to buy food and fuel amid concerns of a shortage in critical supplies. A nighttime curfew has also been imposed, banning people from leaving their homes from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. Rose Evelyn Clough, who works for the aid organisation Caritas Australia, told SBS News from Honiara that the riots would affect poorer communities from accessing basic needs.
The protests in Solomon Island will have, you know, devastating impacts on poor communities, where they face significant struggles accessing clean water, food and sanitation. You know, the riots in the capital impact supply chains across the country, making things even more unequal for communities far from the capital, where basic goods are already hard to access and it's very expensive.
Ms. Clough also said that women and children were able to come out of their homes because they saw Australian personnel supporting the restoration of law and order. Turning to sport now, and the Adelaide Strikers have suffered a 12-run loss to the Perth Scorchers in the Women's Big Bash League final in Perth. The final was played in front of a crowd of 15,500 fans, the biggest ever audience for a standalone Women's Big Bash League match. In basketball, the NBL has been hit with its second cancelled preseason game in a week due to COVID-19. Saturday night's NBL Blitz match between Illawarra and Sydney has been called off because of a positive case in the Hawks' ranks. All Illawarra players and staff are double vaccinated against COVID-19, but the positive case attended a Hawks training session. It's a major blow to Illawarra's preparations for the upcoming season. Their scheduled match against New Zealand on Thursday was also cancelled after four members of the Breakers squad tested positive. And now for a look at today's weather. If you're in Perth, it's mostly sunny with a top of 30 expected. Adelaide is also sunny with a top of 26. Melbourne will also be getting a fair bit of sunshine with a high of 23. Hobart's mostly sunny with a top of 21. Canberra's going to be partly cloudy with a top of 20. Wollongong, a few showers are on the way with a high of 19. In Sydney, similar conditions with tops of 22. In Newcastle, a shower or two is expected with a high of 21. Brisbane's much the same with a top of 26. In Cairns, a shower or two with a top of 32 expected. And in Darwin, showers and a possible storm with a high of 34. Well, that's all the latest in SBS News. I'm Tina Quinn.